You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody. Join the conversation, won't you, at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We were talking about the lost and found stories. Have you ever found something that was unclaimed and you got to keep it? Have you ever witnessed looting? We were talking about that a moment ago. And our focus is continuing with the situation in Iraq. And you may not be aware of negotiations that are taking place between the Iraqi government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and the U.S. about the arrangements after the end of this year, when the U.N. mandate that allows the U.S. to be in Iraq runs out. The negotiations will determine the U.S. role in Iraq to an extent that perhaps the presidential candidates, who are talking about Iraq quite a lot, may not have much ability to change. It's the strongest statement ever made regarding political negotiations between the U.S. government and Iraq. Yesterday, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki announced he's considering a timeline for American troop withdrawals from Iraq. It may be a hardline political stance. It may be a trial balloon. Wayne White, former deputy director of the State Department's Middle East Intelligence Office, joins us. We've been having periodic conversations about the long-term intent of the U.S. in Iraq. What do you make of this latest trial balloon or statement by Nouri al-Maliki, Mr. White?
Maliki is engaged in a delicate political balance. He has in his constituency many Iraqis who are opposed to occupation. And because of past experience with the British during the colonial era, extremely resistant to any compromise of sovereignty, particularly bases. And I think the U.S. side overreached on the SOFA, going for immunity for contractors who are very, very much disliked.
Let me just, it's an acronym alert there, Wayne White. SOFA is the Status of Force Agreement, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, it determines the status of U.S. forces,
right,
and forces connected to them in a country, from bases to what courts you're tried in and things like that. And I think that we probably shouldn't have gone for the immunity to for contractors and trying to get control of bases into the future, considerably into the future, is just a hot button issue because of the Brits and the British and what they had done. Now, Maliki wants us there. Maliki cannot survive in his shallowly rooted government without a U.S. presence. And so what he's trying to do is give his critics enough to shut them up while keeping us there. That's why this morning there was a comment in which an Iraqi official said the timeline might be something like 3 to 5 years from now, which surely gives us enough time for the U.S. to deal with various timetables.
So the incredible irony here is the survival of Nouri al-Maliki actually prolongs the U.S. presence in the country, whatever the presidential candidates say, right?
Exactly. And, you know, we have to raise bottom-line issues here. Even if, let's say, John McCain is elected and he said, you know, we could be there 100 years, he's going to run into a lot of problems related to expenditure. You know, how long can the United States bear the burden of all this, particularly at a time when we're in recession and the average voter is under such stress? It could very well be that John McCain will have U.S. troops out of there in a time frame like 3 years or 4 years, just as this one Iraqi source said this morning.
When you talk about the motivation of Prime Minister Maliki, you talk specifically about his constituents. What about the legislatures who actually have to approve this agreement? And then secondarily, is there any concerns about regional influences, i.e. Iran? Is he responding in some way relative to that?
Well, the legislature for sure is a concern because he can make whatever deal he wants. But the very forces that oppose, you know, sort of giving away the store are in the parliament and would vote down embarrassingly something that did not show that Maliki had given, had taken a few bites out of the original U.S. Package in order to sort of save Iraqi honor. That is very much on his mind. The Iranians also want us out, that's for sure. But in this case, there are such strong Iraqi nationalist emotions involved. I think that's primarily what he's reacting to.
Well, it's a complicated set of dynamics, domestic pressures, regional pressures, and also U.S. political pressures determining these negotiations. It sounds like what you're saying is we're looking at maybe 5 years. The negotiations are going to deal with what happens over the next 5 years. Wayne White, former deputy director of the State Department's Middle East Intelligence Office, thank you very much for those insights.
My pleasure.